Okay, we're doing Perek Yudalet Pasuk Tesvav. A Pesi believes everything, but the cunning understand correctly. Pesi, that is the definite, the Pasuk is really giving you the definition of a Pesi. Pesi believes, accepts everything. You understand? Whatever. In other words, if one person says one thing, and then 2 days later, he meets somebody else, says the opposite, he accepts that too. He just accepts other people, what other people say. He accepts everything. He believes everything. But it says, but the cunning understand correctly, the Arum, or the cunning, is the opposite of the Pesi. He does analysis. He does analysis of the... of the subject, whatever subject he's analyzing, he knows how to analyze a pasuk. He knows how to analyze a problem, and when he analyzes the problem, he makes sure he gets all the components and all the parts to it, and then he comes to a correct conclusion, because he was trained through Mishlei, or trained to think correctly. That's basically what the pasuk is saying. But the last pasuk spoke about a suglev. Suglev is the opposite of a pesi. It's interesting. The suglev doesn't listen to anybody. He can't listen to anybody. That's his problem. The pesi problem, he listens to everybody. The only luck that the pesi can have is if he meets a chacham and opens his mind to the truth, and to help him come out of being a pesi, he has a better chance of finding the truth than the suglev. The suglev is, we cannot listen. He gets frustrated and angry. He'll get angry with the person if he tries to question him. He will not accept questions. But the pesi does listen to everybody. So it's possible he has a better chance. It's not that he will, but he has a better chance of finding the truth than the suglev. That's the difference between the two. The pesi is the one that accepts everything, and the arum is the one that investigates everything. And the sug is the one that doesn't that just accepts a result without any thought at all. And he cannot tolerate any questioning of that result. That's the difference between the three. Now the question is, how does the what causes the pesi to be a pesi, and what allows him to get out of being a pesi? That is the question. A pesi, since he accepts everybody, he has a problem. He cannot make a decision on his own because he accepts authority. He accepts a certain authority. He always accepts authority. In any the way he makes decisions is only through authority. The suglev makes decisions only through a certain feeling, an inspiration towards the conclusion without thought. While the pesi must accept some authority. He cannot make a decision on his own. He must accept some authority. So therefore, if he accepts an authority, even for a short period, of a thinker, of a person that's an arum, cunning, if it can reach his, since he does listen, if it can reach, if he can get above the authority enough to see a little bit of reality, then that reality could help him pull out. If it doesn't allow him to have a sense of reality at all, that he can't see in any form or shape anything other than the authority, then he'll always stay a pesi. You know, the question is that he views everybody as an authority. How's that possible? The answer is at different points. At a certain point, he'll accept one person, then another, then he hears from another person, so then he accepts the other thing. And the question is how strong that authority is to him. If authority is to him very strong, then he just can't get out of it. Then even if he has chachma, he won't be able to get out of it. He might accept it for a while, but he can't change if when a new authority comes in. But if it hits the if there's room for a certain reality to come in, as that reality comes in, that will help him get above his type of foolishness where he depends on other people. He'll get above it if he has a sense of reality and his authority in him is not that strong.
If a guy,
in other words, the question is, how could you accept everybody as an authority? Isn't there something else? I was thinking it's possible. Let's say a person is raised in a religious home and he's a Pesi. So he will listen. The religious part of him will cause him to only listen to religious people. So it won't allow him to accept an authority. But he is a Pesi because he really would only listen to authority, but there's another strong emotion that doesn't let him. You see? So therefore, it's the other emotion. The same thing like you said when Lashon Hara. Does he accept the Lashon Hara only because of an authority? No, he might accept Lashon Hara because he enjoys the put-down of another person. He could enjoy that. So the thing is, there are other powerful emotions. I'm not saying he doesn't have any other emotion. But in decision-making, the authoritative part takes over. And then there are other things that might stop it, stop the authoritative part, like religion, from him listening to certain authorities. But it's not because he's not a Pesi.